Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in the world. Welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy, specifically Hybrid Cloud Workloads, SQL. My name is Andrew McMurray. I am a technical evangelist for Windows Infrastructure, and I'm based out of Microsoft Australia. And in this particular course, what we're going to be doing is looking at how we can get SQL databases provisioned as a hybrid workload. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at how we can get SQL databases created in Microsoft Azure, how we can utilize the Windows Azure pack for Windows Server to create SQL databases on premises. We're going to look at marrying all of that together. So it should be a really fun 6 modules. All right, well, why don't we jump straight into module 1? Module 1 is an introduction to Microsoft Azure SQL. So the first thing we're going to look at today is how we can use Microsoft Azure, our public cloud infrastructure, in order to provision SQL databases and then start working with those, handing them off to the developers and getting those databases worked on through our front-end applications. So before we get right into the nitty-gritty, let's talk about a few things. Let's talk about cloud spending trends. And cloud computing has quickly become a major part of the IT landscape. And today it continues to redefine the business and technology models for how IT services are delivered and consumed. Businesses are turning to cloud services for a range of benefits, from reduced capital costs to faster deployment. With the time IT pros save through the adoption of cloud services, they are also able to put more energy and resources into innovating and creating more business value. According to IDC, business revenues from IT innovation enabled by the cloud could reach $1.1 trillion by 2015. Cloud spending shows no signs of slowing, predicted to reach around about $7.8 billion in 2016, or even more as we just mentioned. And when we look at the growth of IaaS and platform as a service market, Gartner predicts that infrastructure as a service, otherwise known as IaaS, will achieve a compound annual growth rate of 41.3% through 2016, the fastest growing area of public cloud computing. Gartner also predicts platform as a service, or PaaS, will achieve a 27.7% CAGR through 2016. The advanced capabilities that we've built into Windows Server 2012 and System Center 2012, the learning we have from our cloud computing experience, and the way we've leveraged new technology trends and innovations, they've all coalesced under a vision Microsoft likes to describe as the modern platform for the world's apps. This platform takes advantage of all the trends we've discussed and allows customers to apply them across their entire application portfolio. Firstly, we transform the data center, so the unit of computers changed from a single server to the entire data center. Customers need an infrastructure that provides a generational leap in agility, delivering a highly elastic and scalable infrastructure with always-on, always-up services across a set of shared resources with more automated management and self-service provisioning. The Cloud OS enables modern apps. Today's apps need to interact and exchange data with other apps. Apps built on multiple platforms and languages. They need to integrate social data or foster social connections among users. And they need to live on-premises or off-premises and be delivered out to multiple devices. Modern apps are evolving quickly, so a fast time to solution and lifecycle management is critical. The Cloud OS unlocks insights into any data. To better compete, customers need to tap into growing data volumes, especially with unstructured data or big data. They must do this to ask new questions and discover new data sources that they combine with existing data for new insights. Customers need to deliver data to more users with the right IT oversight to help users make faster, better business decisions. And finally, the Cloud OS empowers people-centric IT. With the proliferation and range of new devices growing, today's users expect to be more productive wherever they choose, on whatever device they choose. IT needs to easily manage these devices and securely deliver the apps and data that users want while maintaining the control it needs over access, tools, and data in an extended mobile environment. Now let's take a look at the breadth of Microsoft's cloud capabilities with Microsoft Azure. We're going to explore this slide from the bottom up. At the bottom, you can see Microsoft's global cloud infrastructure. Microsoft Azure has data centers in 8 locations, 4 in the USA, 2 in Europe, and 2 in the Asia Pacific region, which allow Microsoft to service 83 countries around the world. The fabric layer provides the backbone to Azure and offers a variety of key cloud offerings across compute, storage, and networking. Customers can choose one or mix and match the services they need to best serve their unique cloud innovations. Additionally, Azure also offers a broad range of value-added services to further enrich your cloud-oriented business strategies, including identity, media, big data, and mobile, just to name a few. And finally, with Azure, Microsoft supports just about any development framework, whether it be .NET, Java, PHP, and this helps organizations of any programming DNA easily innovate in the cloud. For the rest of this particular module, we'll be looking more closely at Microsoft's offerings for relational data in the cloud, as shown in the two highlighted areas on the screen for Windows Azure Virtual Machines and Windows Azure SQL Database. Alrighty, just to give you a bit of an idea of the momentum that we're seeing throughout this, we've seen a 300% growth in database usage in just the last 12 months, and we're seeing more and more customers making a business bet on SQL Database. MyOb's online accounting software services, a growing base of thousands of clients where the key information is stored in SQL Database. They require predictable performance to support thousands of concurrent logins and requests for their own accounting data. Trek, a US bike manufacturer, depends on SQL Database to power their point of sale systems for 1,000 retailers across 65 countries, and it's critical the service is available. As we've seen in the prior examples, Windows Azure SQL Database helps businesses take advantage of the scale and flexibility of the cloud while simplifying management and administration of your database applications. First, it's a fully managed solution, meaning both the infrastructure and the platform are handled by Microsoft Azure, and you don't have to worry about patching the OS or the databases. You can also rely on built-in high availability for your database with a 99.9% SLA. In addition, if you've been using Microsoft Azure in the past, you'll notice that the portal is significantly simplified for managing your cloud-based applications. To deal with spikes and fluctuations in the usage, this database service provides the unique capability to scale out your application across thousands of Microsoft Azure nodes. You can also throttle the scale out directly from the Microsoft Azure management portal without modifying your new application. Getting started on building applications is fast and easy. You simply provision a database and you start to develop. You also get to use the same development tools that you are used to with and what your choice of platform from .NET, Java, PHP and more. Once built, it's easy to move your databases around as needed. Finally, you have a reliable and dependable relational database with Microsoft Azure SQL Database Service based on common architecture with SQL Server. This also makes it easy to add on additional services like reporting and other BI capabilities. So let's take a closer look at a few of these key capabilities, especially from the perspective of the IT professional. Microsoft Azure SQL Database enables us to handle major spikes and fluctuations in demand by supporting scale out across thousands of nodes within the cluster. Custom database distributing, or sharding, enables data to be distributed across many nodes for massive scale and significant improvements to certain types of performance demands. Simplified multi-tenant database tiers help to improve efficiency by increasing density of tenants per database. With this design, applications don't have to make a static decision about tenant placement. Ultimately, this provides practically limitless scale for your applications and the peace of mind in knowing that your application will scale to meet peaks in usage. Flavorous is a mid-sized company who hosts a complete ticketing solution for their customers. Given Flavorous manages its own on-premises data centers, they have capacity limits preventing them to very rapidly scale up to support ticket sales for very large venues. They were able to build a hybrid solution using SQL Database where the massive scale out gave them infinite flexibility during peak demands. For a short window of even 2 hours, they burst to the cloud, scale to 550 SQL databases, support the ticket command demand, and then scale down and bring the processing back to their on-premises data centers. Now let's take a closer look at some of the key capabilities of SQL Database. One of the unique features of Microsoft Azure SQL Database is its built-in high availability, backed by a 99.9% database uptime SLA. Built-in means you don't have to code this into your application, it just works. It works by having one primary node with a single logical database and two online replicas. Writes to the database are synchronously replicated to online secondaries, which means your data is constantly replicated across multiple physical replicas. The result is no database downtime, even as Microsoft Azure systems are patched and upgraded. BetOnSoft develops and manages over 100 online casino games played every day by thousands of players worldwide. With their core gaming systems on-premises, BetOnSoft needed a way to scale parts of their business to the cloud. Their error monitoring and reporting application collects statistics on the quality of connections to the company's games and sends alerts. For this, they required the system to be online and available at all times and found it made more sense to have this application reside outside their data centers. You may have heard us talk about EasyJet, which is an airline out of the UK. They previously did not support seat assignments with their on-premises system, but they wanted to add more value to their customers by adding the option of seat assignment. EasyJet built the seating assignment application on Microsoft Azure, where the SQL database reservation can support the predictable performance required for many concurrent seating assignment requests during peak travel times. Today, with the business and web editions, SQL database customers' databases share resources, which means that a customer's database application performance can vary depending on activity of other DBs in the shared pool. Since it's not known if or when other databases might need to consume more or less resources, an application may need to compete with another for resources in the pool, and this can lead to unpredictable performance. A great example of this is if you showed up to a community pool during open free swim with the intention of swimming laps and had to compete with a bunch of splashing kids with noodles and rafts. This wouldn't offer you a very good swimming experience. On the contrary, you might show up to the same community pool during open free swim and the kids are just playing in the corner. This might offer you a better swimming experience. Essentially, the new premium offer of SQL Database delivers a fixed amount of capacity for the SQL Database primary database and two built-in HA replicas. This new capability enables service integrator ISV and CSV partners to raise the bar on the types of modern application services and products they can build and offer to customers. This premium offer is ideal for modern business apps that require sustained resource demand. Imagine on-demand video services that need to serve up popular content like a series premiere. Many concurrent requests, example would be supporting ticket sales for a major artist where an arena sells out in 3 minutes, or predictable latency where your app can only require a certain amount of lag to deliver content. One of the great things about Azure SQL is that it's based on familiar SQL Server technology. So we're talking about a relational engine for transactional consistency, your standard Transact SQL language, and your consistent database objects. The great thing about this is, if you're a SQL programmer or a SQL DBA, you already understand this technology. It's effectively the same as what you've been used to. Instead of holding it on-premises, you're just hosting it in the cloud. Now you might say, all right, well, I want to connect to that with my standard applications that I'm used to connecting to, such as SQL Server Management Studio. And indeed, SQL Server Management Studio integrates directly with Microsoft Azure SQL as well. So this one pane of glass can manage our on-premises and our SQL databases resident in Microsoft Azure. We can perform our online management tasks through Management Studio and have those execute in Azure SQL as well. It has integrated schema and data management tools, and indeed the Management Studio allows us to move our databases between Microsoft Azure as well as our on-premises environment as well. Microsoft offers a unique advantage for developers by enabling them to build once and deploy anywhere, whether on-premises or cloud. A data tier application, or DAC, is a self-contained unit of SQL Server database deployment that enables SQL Server objects to be packaged into a portable artifact, and we call that a DAC package. It's also known as a DAC pack if you want to be really cool. Using a DAC package provides seamless portability across on-premises and cloud, and this makes it simple to pack up the database and schema and move it from an on-premises environment into the cloud environment, and then extract it and move it back again. And as we said before, this is all done using those familiar tools, like SQL Server Data Tools, the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, and Microsoft Azure Management Studio, or SQL Server Management Studio, I should say, I beg your pardon. We also have support for Visual Studio tools as well in Microsoft Azure SQL. So we get our powerful T-SQL development and debugging tools that can attach to a Azure SQL database as well as an on-premises database. We can create database projects with source code control, just like we can do with websites, and have those distribute themselves into SQL Azure or distribute themselves into on-premises environments as well. And again, just like the rest of our products, it integrates with Visual Studio Team Foundation Server for continuous improvement. Where would we be with our PowerShell? Well, we'd be doing a lot of stuff manually. PowerShell is excellent for managing SQL databases at scale. We have a large number of packaged Azure SQL database PowerShell commandlets. We can provision and manage those databases remotely through PowerShell. We can automate our common deployment tasks through PowerShell. And we can even manage our Azure SQL database firewall rules through PowerShell as well. PowerShell is the way of the future. As an IT professional, it's really something you need to be getting your head across and really something you need to be starting to use, because it's everywhere across all of our product sets these days. One of the great things about Microsoft SQL Azure is that it's a Microsoft managed service, which means we handle the hardware procurement and the maintenance. We handle facility operations, the software patching, the load balancing, and the high availability. What do you worry about? You worry about just getting your app to work. Get that database in there, get that application connected to it, worry about the stuff that's going to push your business forward, and let us worry about the stuff in the back end. So as we've seen in the prior examples, Microsoft Azure SQL Database helps businesses take advantage of the scale and flexibility of the cloud while simplifying management and administration of our database applications. What you can see here is just a nice little eye chart that shows you all of those SQL Database service options. We have our web and business, we have our premium options, we have a large amount of database size that we can create for you, we can scale out to thousands of distributed databases, we automatically give you those two built-in replicas, and when it comes to performance, we can go with shared resources or reserve capacity. So all of your requirements we can quite easily meet with Microsoft Azure SQL. So hopefully that gives you a bit of an idea of where we're going with Microsoft Azure SQL. And in the next modules, what we're going to be doing is looking at how to set up one of these databases and how to monitor and manage one of these databases. And then we'll start moving into looking at the on-premises side of the hybrid cloud workload. If you want some more resources, please don't feel afraid to go out there and have a look at the TechNet Evaluation Center. This is a great place to go and download eval copies of all the software you might need to work with. Whether it be Windows Server or SQL Server or any of our other products, you can go there 24/7, download what you need and start working with it. TechNet Virtual Labs, a particularly useful resource. If you want to start playing with this stuff, if you want to really try out what you've seen in these videos, as we go through the course of the modules, jump onto that website, have a look, download a lab, have a play. It's all there for you. And of course, don't forget the site you're currently at, Microsoft Virtual Academy. This particular course is going to give IT pros a good introduction to this hybrid workload. Maybe you want to delve deeper into the development side. You'll find courses that can help you there. All right, so hopefully that gives you a bit of an idea of where we're going and what we're doing with Microsoft Azure SQL. Hang around for module 2. I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. We'll look at actually creating a database on Microsoft Azure SQL.